Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And yesterday, I began a message I've entitled Sound the Trumpet. And we are looking at the sixth chapter of Joshua, where we see God's people ready to begin to possess the promised land, being led by Joshua, their leader, who was appointed by the Lord in Moses' stead. And there's three main thoughts I'd like to share with you. One was the doom or destruction of the city of Jericho. Secondly, the victory of faith. And thirdly, God's salvation to all who respond in faith. And beloved, if you have ears to hear, I see a great parallel between what Joshua was instructed to do to what we are instructed to do in the very hour in which we are living. We are beginning to inherit our promised land. There are giants. There are battles to be fought. But beloved, sometimes you might feel so insignificant. Sometimes there's someone listening right now that I know you feel almost overwhelmed at the hindrance and the obstacles that have come against you. And you feel like you're just never going to get out from under the burden of that mountain of trials and responsibilities and things that have just been laid upon you. But I'm going to ask the Lord right now to strengthen you, because it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul said when he was weak, the great apostle Paul, all that he went through, there were times he felt very weak. But he said, when I am weak, then I am strong, that the grace of God could abound. And so, Father, I'm lifting this person right now, and that one that feels so overwhelmed by the circumstances of their life, God, I'm asking that you would just minister to them. Father, pour your grace and your strength and your comfort into their very being. Strengthen them with might in their inner man, that they may be able to stand and withstand in this evil day. Give them encouragement, Lord. Let them see a way through the valley, through this troubled place that they're in. And Lord, by faith, let them look to the high mountain of the Lord. Let them see where you're leading them, that it's not always going to be this way, but that you have a destiny and you have a destination for them. So, Father, I thank you for your ministry right now and every work of the enemy to be bound, and I release the anointing of God, Father, and hope and faith to arise and stir in their heart in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, now we're looking at the destruction of Jericho and what we can see as a parallel, if you will, for the times in which we're living. The world, in a sense, is Jericho, beloved. There's nothing but those who mock the Lord, who ridicule the Lord. Listen, those within the walls of Jericho felt pretty confident, in spite of the fact of the reputation that the children of Israel began to enjoy, that the great God of heaven and earth was with them and did astounding wonders in the land of Egypt. Yet they were confident because Jericho, in the natural, was all but impregnable. Yet the fall of Jericho, beloved, wasn't a human victory over an enemy, but it was the victory of the God of Israel over their gods, the God of this world. And beloved, I want you to get a much bigger perspective of your life right now. You're in the greatest story that was ever written, the greatest love story, the greatest romance, the greatest adventure, if you will, because God has you alive for such a time as this. and the evil is abounding, and the godly and the upright, it seems there are so few that are willing to follow the Lord. The children of Israel weren't that many in comparison to the multitudes of the various ites that inhabited Canaan. But nonetheless, God had a plan. He was going to give that land to them. And beloved, you and I are heirs of the King. We're the children of the Most High. And God is going to give us this earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. The wicked shall be put underfoot. And God wants us to get that mentality even now, that we're not beat down and trodden under, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. The city of Jericho was actually under the curse of God. Look in verse 17 of chapter 6. Let me read that. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Now, we're going to learn a little bit more about Rahab later, but the city was under a curse. And actually, the sentence of death had passed upon this particular city and the Canaanites 40 years previously. If we go to Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verses 27 and 28, the Lord said, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Basically, under the ministry of Joshua, the land was subdued. And then the final conquest, when there was the meeting of the tribes at Shiloh, the land was assigned, and then each individual tribe had the responsibility to subdue their own particular territory. Remember Caleb? My goodness, he was as strong, he said, at 80 years of age as he was at 40, and he said, give me my mountain. And he went where the giants were. And he, at that age, he said he was as strong as he was at that age, as he was 40 years earlier, and he dispossessed the giants and he acquired his land. And so, beloved, we too have an inheritance. Each one of us have a destiny. And I want you to be encouraged in the Lord that whatever God has spoken to your heart, whatever visions, whatever dreams God has placed there, whatever desires for your loved ones, for your families, God breathes those desires into your hearts, those godly desires. And beloved, don't settle for anything less. Understand and realize that you are anointed of God as much as Joshua and the children of Israel of that generation were anointed to take the promised land. Every place we've set the sole of our feet, we can claim it as holy ground. Beloved, that's what the Lord wants you to do. He wants to encourage you in your walk. He wants to broaden your perspective that you have a plan, a purpose that has been assigned to you by God, and He wants you to go forward in faith. So, we see that just as Jericho was under the curse of God, well, isn't that true if we can relate to today's world? The sentence of death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hear what Romans, the 12th chapter says, chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Every one of us have sinned, but thank God for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for whomsoever will. Who would call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved if they will believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus died and was buried and rose again. This great salvation, it's a free gift, but it wasn't free to God. It cost a terrible price. But for whomsoever will, if we will receive that salvation, which only came because of the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. What a beautiful invitation. What a marvelous offer. Who in their right mind would refuse that? But we see that the men's minds are darkened by the God of this world. And beloved, we have a warfare. We have a job to do. We have to pray and do all we can to pray that they will be released from the bondage of the enemy, your loved ones, your sons, your daughters, your spouses, that they can see the great joy that is before us as we make Jesus our Lord and Savior. And so what do we see? The world today, just like those in Jericho, they were glorying in their strength. Listen, the walls of Jericho, do you know what they were like? It was a double wall of brick, a 6-foot wall on the edge of the mound, and then there was an inner wall that was separated from it by a space of 12 to 15 feet. That inner wall was 12 feet thick. The wall was originally 30 feet high. In the natural, there was no way that feeble Israelite army was going to conquer them. Remember now, they hadn't really been in warfare. They were just beginning their warfare as they were preparing to enter the promised land. And you know what? Just as the inhabitants of Jericho, many today are insensible of the impending judgment of God. Beloved, it is as in the days of Noah. They were marrying and giving in marriage, eating and drinking, and just having no thought of the future, just seeing how much they can grab for themselves. Beloved, the days are limited. The time is short, and we must do all that we can do. Pray as we've never prayed before. Serve God with a new dedication, a new heartfelt consecration to Him. I've got so much to share, and we're just getting into this message, but I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write my spiritual family how dear they are to me. And if you're blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by the correspondence ministry. My purpose in that ministry is to encourage and inspire the hearts of God's people, my UCM partners. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.